Satanism and Marxism by Richard Wurmbrand. Introduction. This work started as a small brochure containing only hints about possible connections between Marxism and the Satanist Church. No one had ventured to write about this before. Therefore, I was cautious, even timid. But in the course of time, more and more evidence has accumulated in my files. Evidence, I hope, will convince you of the spiritual danger, part and parcel of communism. Marxism has governed over one-third of mankind. If it could be shown that the originators and perpetrators of this movement were indeed behind closed-door devil worshippers, consciously exploiting satanic powers, would not such a startling realization require action? If some were to reject my thesis out of hand, it would not surprise me. Science and technology advance at a rapid pace because we are always ready to scrap obsolescent machinery in favor of new conveniences. It is quite different in affairs of sociology or religion. Ideas die hard, and a mindset, unlike a computer chip, is not easily altered or replaced. Even fresh evidence may fail to persuade. The doors of some minds have rusty hinges, but I offer e-proofs to support my thesis, and I invite you to carefully consider them. The communists certainly took note of this book, which has been translated into Russian, Romanian, German, Slovak, and other languages, and was smuggled into Iron Curtain countries in great quantities. For instance, the Eastern Berlin journal, Deutsche Lehrzeitung, under the heading of The Killer of Marx, denounced my book, vehemently calling it the most broadly based, provocative, and heinous work against Marx. Can Marx be so easily destroyed? Is this his Achilles heel? Would Marxism be discredited if men knew about his connection with Satanism? Do enough people care? Marxism is the great fact of modern life. Whatever your opinion of it, whether or not you believe in the existence of Satan, whatever importance you attach to the cult of Satan practiced in certain circles, I ask you to consider, weigh, and judge the documentation I present here. I trust it will help you orientate yourself to the problems with which Marxism still confronts every inhabitant of the globe today. The majority of the members of the Russian parliament remain communist. Russia and its surrounding area remained on the brink of civil war. Editor's Notes, 1993, Richard Wurmbrand.